Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Joining us now, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst, veteran of many White Houses, including the Reagan and Nixon and Ford ones. Hi, KT. How are you?
Good morning.
So Donald Trump is the nominee for president, and he's been talking tough about our relationship with Mexico, our immigration policy, our border security. And we learned late last night that in a surprise move, he will be meeting today with the president of Mexico. Is that a good move for someone who actually, it's not like he can do anything. He's just a nominee. He doesn't hold elective office. What's the strategy here?
I think it's absolutely brilliant, and it's what Trump is famous for, which is to do the unexpected, to think outside the box. Trump has been saying throughout his campaign, you know, build the wall, illegal immigrants. But what I think this is an attempt to say, look, there are two things here. It's not all Mexicans are bad or all Hispanics are bad. It's that there's a problem that we have with a criminal element who also coincidentally happen to be illegal immigrants into the United States. And I think that if he can make that distinction to say, look, legal immigrants we welcome with open arms. Hispanic Americans have made an extraordinary contribution to the country, and all of us together should be upset at a criminal element.
Quick follow-up on that, though. I've heard some people speculate that one of the dangers here for Donald Trump is that President Peña Nieto could leave this meeting saying, oh, the guy's a moron, he doesn't know what he's talking about, he's a loose cannon, I can't work with him. Is there what would be the diplomatic downside of the Mexican president doing that?
Well, it'd be foolish, because if it turns out that Donald Trump wins, then he's got 4 years of a very frosty relationship with his closest country, biggest economic, country with which he has the biggest economic relationship and security relationship. So I can't imagine that Neto has gotten where he's gotten by being a fool.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're probably right there. And it may actually, if he were to do that, it would make Donald Trump, you know, look like the bigger person, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no downside.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time thinking of what the downside would be. But were you surprised that this came together? I mean, I was realistically quite surprised, if for no other reason, just the security implications of putting together a meeting like that very quickly.
You mean the security of the individuals involved?
Right, right, right.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that Trump lives in a different world in that regard.
Yeah. Well, interesting. I got to ask you about this other story that we told this story yesterday, and I was just dumbfounded that our current Secretary of State is talking about terrorism. He's overseas. He's talking about terrorism, and he's talking about how, you know, maybe we need to fight terrorism. He said, and, you know, quite frankly, he ended the comment by saying the media would just do us all a great service if they didn't cover terrorism as much. People wouldn't know what was going on. Now, I've seen some things that came out of the mouth of one John Kerry that I thought were pretty stupid, but that pretty much takes the cake. Did you have any thoughts when you saw that?
Stop whining and do your job. You know, if he was doing his job, if they were protecting the United States against terrorism, if they were defeating the Islamic terrorist movement in the world, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. The press is reporting it because they haven't fixed it. So my advice to him is, instead of telling the press how to do their job, why don't you just be quiet and do yours?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, and listen, I think if you give him the greatest benefit of the doubt in the world, what maybe he's saying is these terrorists, they actually are aided by the media coverage of their acts because it helps them with their recruiting and it helps them feel like they're actually making a difference. So maybe we shouldn't make such a big deal out of it. Is there any?
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but, you know, look, to me, this is press intimidation. When they talk about Donald Trump intimidating the press or having fights with the press, Donald Trump's not talking about censoring the press. Then that's in effect what Kerry is saying. You guys just, we want you to report the stories we want you to report. And anything that makes us look bad, like the fact that we failed at our job, we would prefer you don't talk about.
Let me ask you also about, it's so funny how you know, 4 years ago, Barack Obama ridiculed Mitt Romney over Romney's contention that Putin is a major adversary on the world stage. You remember Romney said, or excuse me, Obama said, the 80s are calling and they want their foreign policy back. Well, now this administration keeps raising the ugly specter of Putin and Russia as if we're in the middle of the Cold War again. The Russians are coming. And the latest one is this suggestion that they're hacking into our election systems. Therefore, the feds should take over our election system. Is this a very deliberate strategy here?
Look, I don't think Putin cares who wins. I think he just wants to scramble us in the sense of making our elections, our electoral season, our elections, the physical part of the elections, to be complicated, to be messed up. He thinks we've messed up with his domestic politics. He'd like to mess up with ours. So I don't think he's sitting there in the basement of the Kremlin with some big scheme where he's going to get, as some of the mainstream media have suggested and some of the campaign people for Hillary Clinton have suggested, that Putin wants to, he's got his Russian agent, Donald Trump,
right,
to get elected.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, give me a break.
The puppet.
But I do think that Putin would love to scramble and get involved with and somehow disrupt our elections. So whether you have, so I think an increased sense of vigilance is required around our elections. I have thought this for a decade, well before the Putin thing. I've worried about terrorists using our day of elections to set off terrorist attacks on the east coast of the United States with a backpack bomb, to the point where they would then make every voting booth and every polling place suspect and throughout the country. So
yeah,
I've always worried about that.
That's a different can of worms, absolutely.
Yep.
But I'm wondering, do you think it's a good idea for the Department of Homeland Security to start monitoring and helping out with these elections?
Yeah, I would say under normal circumstances, yes. Unfortunately, this administration has shown that it politicizes everything.
That's right.
Whether it's the State Department saying, oh, Hillary Clinton's turned over all of her emails, or the Justice Department saying, ooh, nothing here to prosecute, or the State Department saying, we didn't pay rent for those hostages, or the Energy Department saying, look, the Iran nuke deal is just perfect. So I guess, on one hand, I like the idea that we have some kind of a system for looking to see who's hacking into our elections and our voting mechanisms. On the other hand, there's not a lot of credibility with this administration on anything they say. I mean, I haven't seen a credibility gap like this since the Johnson administration.
KT McFarland, thank you very much. Of course, she was, 7 years old.
Yeah, she was just a child.
He's read it in history books, Eleanor Holmes. KT McFarland, thanks for joining us.